Listening Library presents Bibbsy Cross and the Creepy Crawlies by Liz Garten Scanlon. Read for you by Brittany Presley. For Lori and Heidi, Field Trip Friends Forever, LGS. 1. Bibbsy isn't what you'd call greedy, but she does want more of almost everything whenever humanly possible. More finger knitting, more do-gooding, more dessert, more bike rides with Natia, and more visits from Nana Berry. More answers, and always more questions. Some people would call this greed. Bibbsy calls it passion. For example, in third grade, there's exactly one science project per quarter, and Bibbsy is passionate enough to know that's nowhere near enough science projects. Still, she takes what she can get. So when she sees Habitat Project written on Mrs. Stumper's whiteboard in big block letters, she's pleased. Pleased, but not surprised. Natia's teacher, Mr. Moon, announced the project a whole day early, so Natia told Bibbsy about it, tout suite, which means something like right away in French, giving Bibbsy a bit of a head start. And honestly, if there's one thing that Bibbsy loves even more than dessert, it's a head start. 2. A habitat is a certain place where plants and soil and water and organisms all coexist together, says Mrs. Stumper. Such as the Amazon rainforest, or the Alaskan tundra, or a dill pickle jar from the cafeteria.
A dill pickle jar?
Asks Marcus under his breath. Mrs. Stumper nods, like she's just glad he's listening.
A dill pickle jar, she repeats.
Bibbsy agrees with Marcus. A pickle jar is not exactly what you'd call a dream habitat. She's about to say so when Mrs. Stumper gives her a look that means, not now, Bibbsy.
So, students, Mrs. Stumper continues, we are going to take a field trip to help us learn about these habitats.
Bibbsy raises her hand then, with passion. Mrs. Stumper sighs. Bibbsy keeps her hand up.
Yes, Bibbsy, says Mrs. Stumper.
But when you say these habitats, says Bibbsy.
Is this a question, Bibbsy? This doesn't sound like a question, says Mrs. Stumper.
Mina looks at Bibbsy like she's squarely on Mrs. Stumper's team. So Bibbsy turns what she was going to say into a question. Easy peasy and lickety split. Yes, I believe it is, Mrs. Stumper. When you say these habitats, you don't really mean pickle jars or cafeterias, right? Marcus nods, like that's what he wants to know, too. You actually mean more like real-life wild ones, asks Bibbsy, right?
Yes, Bibbsy, that's correct. We're going to study real-life habitats in order to make our own. As I was saying,
Mrs. Stumper only ever explains the eensiest, teensiest bit of anything, so Bibbsy often takes it upon herself to clarify things. She doesn't mind. She's glad to do it. 3. The good news. On Friday, all Echo Elementary third graders will walk to PV Park to study habitats. There will be anthills and woods and a mucky pond. There will be binoculars and magnifying glasses and the plain old wonder of science. The better news? The field trip prepares them for building their own mini habitats called terrariums out of, yes, Marcus, really, pickle jars. The best news? It's a walking field trip. Bibbsy has been on exactly 6 field trips in her whole entire life. In other words, nowhere near enough. Field trip permission slip. Dear parent or guardian, Our class will be going on a field trip to PV Park to study habitats. Date, Friday, March 7th. Time, 10 a.m. Please fill out and return the bottom portion of this page. Thank you. My child, blank, has permission to attend the field trip. Parent, guardian signature. She likes field trips because she likes going places and doing things. She likes taking home permission slips to be signed. She likes pairing up and counting off. She likes the zoo and the dinosaur museum and the water treatment plant. What she doesn't like is getting sick on school buses. Getting sick on school buses is bad news for Bibsy and whoever sits next to Bibsy. Poor Natia after that bright blue snow cone from the zoo. But walking field trips make Bibsy the opposite of sick. 4.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?